Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, we kick off another week here. Breaking news. Groundbreaking coverage. The great crew, the great audience, all of it. Born for this moment in the InfoWar. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got tons of news today, and obviously the big stories being the midterm election shenanigans. I mean, if you don't at least doubt what's going on or have questions at this point, you're just lying to yourself, you're lying to everyone around you, you're a scumbag. But we always had that feeling about you liberals. And then there's the FTX scandal that really is just the icing on the cake. And it's the icing on the cake that just shows how the American left ignores all their own crimes while pointing the finger at conservatives with their made-up crimes. And then, okay, that's just between us. Then there's the government approach where they're all focused on going after Elon Musk right now, and you watch the FTX guys will probably get ignored. The one guy was still tweeting as of moments ago. So here's a special report from Greg Reese. With all the swamp connections, all the swamp-filled muck that the entire FTX Democrat money laundering through Ukraine scandal has involved with it. And we'll come back and get to the news. Here's a special report from Greg Reese.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was the largest donor to the Democrat Party, second to George Soros, for the spurious 2022 midterms. Nearly $40 million, which reportedly came from crypto donations to Ukraine. FTX was partnered with the World Economic Forum as one of Klaus Schwab's stakeholders. FTX's founder reportedly used a secret backdoor to steal over $1 billion from the customers of the now defunct cryptocurrency exchange. But there's more to the story than Sam Bankman-Fried and a money laundering slush fund for the failing Democrat Party. The CEO for FTX was Caroline Ellison, whose father is Glenn Ellison, head of the MIT Economics Department. Glenn Ellison hired Gary Gensler to head the cryptocurrency department at MIT in 2018. And in 2021, the Biden administration nominated Gary Gensler as the chair of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, who has been laser-focused on gaining control of cryptocurrency. While the SEC has been routinely combative towards cryptos, they have treated FTX like family, causing many to argue that FTX was being groomed and set up by the SEC to monopolize the crypto market.
FTX was an exchange that had a bright sheen on it. It was led by a CEO that was often on Capitol Hill and being photographed with regulators and lawmakers. And so there was a sense that the exchange was very buttoned up.
Cryptocurrency has the potential to strip power from the central banking system, and that makes it a major threat. As this story unfolds, don't be surprised if this mess becomes the catalyst for government overreach into cryptocurrencies.
The Journal reporting the CEO allegedly using customer money from FTX to fund risky bets at his other company, a hedge fund called Alameda.
Many people believe that this will definitely set back the crypto industry for years.
You know, this is a tale as old as time to some degree. Some young charismatic guy in Bermuda shorts with the floppy hair charmed the 20 best investors in the world.
Rebecca, the big question here, was this a mistake by the founders or a crime?
Well, that's a question the regulators will ultimately have to answer here.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Was it a crime? Well, of course not. It was Democrats. It was liberals. And it was Ukraine. No crime here. No crime at all. And your elections are totally fair. There's no shenanigans. There's no cheating in your elections. And there was no crime with FTX. Go back to sleep, America.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
An honor and a privilege to be with you here on this Monday, November 14th, 2022. Live transmission of the Alex Jones Show. And we got great guests coming up today. We've got Matt Baker, who's boots on the ground in Arizona, talking to voters down there about what they saw at the polls. He's going to give his account of what he saw that day and beyond as they continue to count. It's election season now. It lasts months. We count votes until all Democrats win, and then we declare the winner. Joe Hoft, with his deep dive into the election systems and how they're being used to rig elections. That with Joe Hoff from the Gateway Pundit at 12:30. And then Ben Armstrong, BitBoy Crypto, big crypto expert, to join and discuss the FTX scandal. But there's so much breaking now on all these different fronts. And I think that the average American is really beginning to wake up and realize what's going on. I think between FTX scandal, money laundering for the Democrat Party, and all of these election shenanigans that always favor the Democrat Party, the average American is waking up and realize who are the bad guys, who are the good guys. The brainwashed people who are just in a total trance at this point, under complete mind control, they're just gone. They just are in the reality that is force-fed to them. They are in the reality that is presented to them. And they consume it every day without any second thought. So that's an incredible phenomenon. But to the rest of us that can still think, that can still see, and still have a will to be free and prosper into the future, I think things are getting pretty clear. And what is amazing about the current dichotomy of the American political debate is that the conservative side is frustrated and upset that the leftist liberal side will not react to the truth. Whether it's the Hunter Biden story, whether it's all the election shenanigans, whether it's this FTX deal that'll be the latest thing, conservatives are frustrated that liberals won't recognize and react to the truth. Whereas liberals, leftists, Democrats are angry, frustrated, and upset that you won't react to their lies. Whether it's Russian collusion, or you're an election denier when they have denied every presidential election that they've lost in the 21st century. So the average American, the person that can still see, can still think, is realizing this. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to become right-wingers or conservatives or anything. They're just going to know who the bad guys are. They're just going to have their eyes opened and start asking the right questions and maybe getting the answers. Elon Musk might be a good example. which is why they're going to be going after Elon Musk. The Justice Department, the Biden administration, is going to be aggressively going after Elon Musk, more so than they will after the FTX deal with those criminals, because they were Democrats. And Elon Musk has said as much recently in public statements. So we'll be covering that. And they do have basically some anvils over Elon Musk's head right now that my guess is behind the scenes, some form of a government entity or Democrat entity is basically giving Elon Musk the wink and the nod, saying, look, you play ball with us, these anvils we have over your head here that we could cut the rope at any minute are going to fall and crush you if you don't. So I'll explain that coming up. But what is it about U.S. elections that take months now? And yes, it is months. It is months. And in fact, I don't know when early voting officially opened in Texas, but my guess it was probably about a month ago, probably about October 14th or so. So, or you can go, better yet, look at Arizona. Probably the same thing. In fact, guys, see if you can find out. Let's find out when Arizona opened early voting for the 2022 midterms. So you have month-long elections now, and we all know the system, which is we just count votes until the Democrat wins, and then we stop. That's how we play. That's the game we play. And the Republican leadership of the McLosers, McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel, the McLose team, they're more focused on getting rid of Donald Trump, and for the last 2 years have been working behind the scenes trying to figure out how to get rid of Donald Trump after the midterms, that they let Georgia slip out of their hands, they let Arizona slip out of their hands, and they're letting Nevada get stolen in broad daylight. They've already given up Pennsylvania. They've already given up Michigan. Miracle win in Wisconsin. But I think there's a reason for that. We'll explain with Joe Hoft. There was a strategy there. But the good news is, and we will be mentioning or getting deeper into the story today, is that the Republican leadership that is has now an expiration date of yesterday. And we opened up the milk carton and took one whiff and said, yep, this is rotten, this is spoiled, give it the toss. And so Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Ron McDaniel really thought they could pull this off. They really thought that they could have a complete disaster of a midterm elections that should have been much more successful for Republicans. And then immediately on the Wednesday after the election day, take the long knives out for Donald Trump. You really think we wouldn't notice that? You really think we wouldn't realize what you were up to all of these years and why you abandoned us in Arizona and why you abandoned us in Georgia and why you abandoned us in Nevada and why you've just given Pennsylvania and Michigan to the Democrats? Now we know why, because Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Ron McDaniel all were scheming how to get rid of Donald Trump. And Kevin McCarthy was in there like a little rat cozying up to Donald Trump. He's a rat. And so here we are. They're still counting votes. They're still stealing Arizona. And the Republicans are in on it. But there will be a change of the guard. There is a new breed of a Republican. There is a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. And now, quite frankly, it appears that the establishment has made the decision even easier for us moving forward, which is, in this current window of time, we've got to support Donald Trump. And I'm not saying he's the best candidate, and I'm not saying he hasn't made big mistakes, and I'm not saying that we got issues to clear up here. But clearly at this point, the deep state and the establishment want Trump out of the picture. And more importantly, he is going to have to be the one that is the head of this hostile takeover, this populist takeover of the Republican Party. And thank God Ron DeSantis never took the bait. Thank God Ron DeSantis is just keeping his head down, doing a great job in Florida, and Trump is basically just puffing up his chest, and he's like a bull in a china shop at this point. And so maybe it's not the best way to go about it. But here's what I think the long-term plan is, if they can't separate Trump from his voters and his base, and they can't get a DeSantis or a Youngkin or someone else to step up and run against Trump, the Democrats will go for an indictment and an arrest, probably in this within the next year. But the awakening is on. Everybody's watching what they're doing. Oh, let's just count votes until the Democrat wins in Arizona, where Katie Hobbs didn't campaign, had no energy. The few rallies she did have had less than 100 people. Lake had massive rallies. So people are just watching now. They're watching. They're finally paying attention. They've kind of looked away from the football game and looked away from the bread and circus and looked away from the Kim Kardashian butt. And they're watching how their country's being stolen. And they're watching how Democrats are above the law. And more people are now putting skin in the game. So despite all the bad political news, I do think there's a silver lining to all of this. And it always had to get to this point, didn't it?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Headlines now involving the 2022 midterm elections that are ongoing. You thought elections worked like this. You show up, you vote, your vote is counted just like everyone else. Wrong-o! Wrong-o! You show up, you vote, maybe your vote counts, maybe not. Maybe it's canceled out by some moronic brainwashed sheep. Maybe it's canceled out by a machine algorithm. Maybe it's canceled out by a mail-in vote from a dog. And we just keep counting votes till the Democrats ahead, and then we declare the winner. That's how the elections go in the United States of America. Anywhere else, the UN would move in and take over and say, this is clearly a fraudulent election. But not here. It's just par for the course. And the American liberal, the American leftist, doesn't even bat an eye. Doesn't even bat an eye. But they'll fall for a Russian collusion and Russian interference and meddling. Yes, they will, won't they? Well, they already have. Here's the news. As the story is ongoing, Democrats will take the Senate. They're fighting for the House right now. But are they really going to get away with such a big steal in Colorado and Maryland? GOP didn't lose the midterms because mail-in ballots are better than in-person voting. The GOP lost because the same corrupt election activities happened again. That's Joe Hoft. He's going to be joining us. He's got a lot of great stories right now that he's going to be joining us on. But here's what it comes down to, and I think here's the debate that the Republican Party should be having moving forward, because they're never going to win another election nationally, probably, with the current structure in place, and they're certainly never going to win Pennsylvania, they're never going to win Michigan, they're never going to win Georgia, and now it appears they'll never win Arizona or Nevada either with the current system in place. And so they can sit here and we can talk about voter fraud and election fraud and all this stuff. It doesn't even matter anymore. That's clear. That's clear. The message has been sent. They will steal the election. They will rig elections. They will do whatever shenanigans they can. And that's it. That's how it's going to go. So the debate for the Republican Party now needs to be, are we going to stop this, and are we going to have a serious push for in-person, day-of voting, paper ballots, which is the only way to stop this from continuing, this madness, this month-long election season madness where we keep counting votes until we like the outcome? Or does the Republican Party say, okay, that's an unwinnable fight. Let's not even try it. Instead, let's just play by the new rules. And Republicans just send out millions of mail-in ballots to everybody and their dogs. And what the Republicans should have done this midterm election season, but, you know, they don't listen here at InfoWars. They don't listen to the voices out there that give them good advice. They keep going back to the same establishment hacks that suck their toes. No, what the Republicans should have been doing is exactly what the Democrats were doing. This is why they brag about the youth turnout for Democrats, because they had all of their candidates campaign on college campuses, specifically targeting that vote. And then they had voting registration booths set up, and they had early voting stations set up right there at the event. That's what you do now. So if you want to give up the hope of fair elections, one person, one vote, in-day voting, which sadly might have to be the case, then you have got to take the same measurements and actions that the Democrats are to drum up as many votes they possibly can
from people who normally wouldn't vote and before Election Day. And by the way, if you play this game, you win. Because the biggest rallies for Democrats were happening on college campuses with the youth. They did pretty well at those events. They would usually get a couple hundred people. And again, like I said, then they register you to vote, then you go vote early right across the street. Now, Republicans have rally sizes 20, 30, 40 times bigger than Democrats. So imagine a Trump rally with Scott Presler outside registering people to vote and across the street an early voting center at a Trump rally. You just got 30,000 Republican votes. Just like that. And the Democrats were doing this across the country with their midterm candidates, but in particularly the college students that are voting for the first time. And they would get probably were able to siphon about 1,000, 1,500, maybe even 2,000 votes with this phenomenon at college campuses that they went to, like University of Texas Austin. So that's the debate the Republican Party, if it wants to find a way to win, should be having right now. Do we push hard to actually return our elections to being fair with in-person voting, day-of voting, paper ballots? Or do we just say, no point in trying to save that system, let's just cheat like the Democrats and be better at it than they are? This is a big story. I might just come back and read this whole thing. Anonymous Wisconsin heroes demonstrated how to collapse the Democrat ballot gathering apparatus. So again, there is a way to push back against this. This one is key. I may just come back to that and read the whole thing, honestly. It's that good. Despite only 17% Democrat turnout on Election Day, Katie Hobbs and Democrats are winning over 50% of Maricopa County Election Day totals. And, you know, I feel bad for the people on the Hopium out there. And that's okay. That's okay. InfoWars is always crossing the threshold first. InfoWars is always crossing the barbed wire first. Alex Jones has always been the canary in the coal mine. So I don't have a kind of, you know, I'm not laughing at them, but at the same time, it is kind of sad to see all the hopium. Oh, they're gonna, Carrie Lake has the vote. She has the numbers for sure. She has the numbers. Do you really not get it yet? You don't know what the Democrats are doing? You don't think that they're going to give you the exact number of percent that you think Carrie Lake needs, and then it's just going to be a little bit short to the end? You haven't figured it out yet? Okay, fine. Well, you enjoy learning it for yourself the hard way. But that's good. That's good. This is the awakening process. This is people realizing they've been lied to. This is people realizing their elections are rigged. We realized it decades ago. You realized it decades ago. This is good. This is good. And this is what all the people would lambast Alex Jones and InfoWars for talking about. Oh, you get it now, do you? Maricopa dropped shocking Sunday numbers, claim only 50% for Carrie Lake from Election Day, and independents went to Hobbs. The steal is on. Yeah, nobody's buying this, but see, 54%? Oh, you thought you'd get 65? Oh. You thought you'd get actual representation? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. What happens when a criminal doesn't get arrested for his crime? Well, he commits the crime again. Video montage. Arizona Republican voters describe how ballots were not counted, ballots were tossed in a box, and people were not allowed to vote. Maricopa County election judge believes the machines were programmed to reject ballots on Election Day. The Democrats are stopping voter fraud, guys. The Democrats are protecting our elections, guys. Come on.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
There was a shooting at the University of Virginia last night. Three killed, and the suspect has now been arrested. It looks like it may have been a targeted shooting of football players, because all three of them were football players getting off a bus. But I remember seeing this on social media last night, but nothing on the news. And there's pretty much been a news blackout on this today. We'll see if anybody covers it tonight. Oh, well, mass shooting, college, university, three dead. You'd think they'd be all over the story. Well, folks, they won't be. And if you know why, you know why. Doesn't really fit the narrative, this one, so they'll move on from that. I mean, do I need to check? I mean, guys, should I go ahead and plug it into a Google search? Violent Chicago over the weekend. Go ahead and put it up. But hold on, though, because I have to cover this so often. This is how sick I am. Let's give you the Vegas odds. Over, under, number's probably down. It's getting a little colder. Over, under, 65 shot and 2.5 dead in Chicago this weekend. Over, under. All right, guys, give me the numbers. Let's go ahead and pull them up now. Because, you know, we want to stop gun crime, and we highlight the gun crimes, and we blame the Republicans and the NRA, and we say we should take the guns, but we never mention what goes on in Chicago every weekend. Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Ooh, 5. That hits the over easy, doesn't it? 5 this weekend, including 12-year-old girl among 20 wounded. So under on the shot, over on the killed. Sad, sad thing. Every weekend in Chicago, I'm a sick person for making a joke of it. But it's every weekend in Chicago, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be here with you today. And I have to tell you, I've got a little bottle of Brain Force Ultra right here, and you may notice that it's almost empty. I did a big chug. I did a big chug about 10 minutes before going on air. Probably did too much. You're not supposed to drink that much, but it's okay. I'm an expert. So do not try this at home. I'm just the Brain Force Ultra expert, and with a big, big, juicy brain, it needs a little bit of extra. I'm being facetious, of course, but I love the product. I think you will, too. Give it a try. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I love to take it before I go on air for mental focus, mental clarity, mental energy. And if you're out there listening, you got a big work project, a big presentation, perfect to take to get prepared for that or before the presentation. If you're in school, you got a big exam, a big final, a big project, forget about those pharmaceutical drugs that are so bad for you. Your doctor wants to prescribe and make money off you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Try the Brain Force Ultra for yourself. It's 50% off. Or the Brain Force Plus, that's the capsule version, 60% off. Both exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Telling you, once you've tried it, you'll never go back. There's just nothing else like it when it comes to mental focus and energy. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get back into the election headlines here. Maricopa election officials launched a PAC in 2021 to stop MAGA candidates. And that's the Republican establishment that was also working with the Democrat Party in the midterm elections to make Trump-backed candidates look bad. And that attack is ongoing today with Trump-backed candidates that actually did well in the midterms now having their House races, the vote still being tallied, conveniently right up until the Democrat takes the lead. And so now you hear them saying, oh, the Democrats might take the House. Well, sure, they're counting votes for, we're now a week later. They just keep finding Democrat votes. It's amazing. It's like, oh, yeah, look, the Republican won in Maryland. Not so fast. Democrats are finding votes. Oh, yeah, look, the Republicans won in California. Not so fast. Democrats are finding votes. Oh, yeah, Lauren Boebert held her seat. Not so fast. Democrats are finding votes. Come on, guys. It's Monday, November 14th, a week after the election. We got to keep counting those votes. I'm surprised Democrats aren't running ads saying, still, it's not too late to vote. Go vote your local Democrat in the midterm. We will make sure it counts. Here's an amazing story from Joe Hoff. He's joining us later at the Gateway Pundit, posted by Jay Valentine. Anonymous Wisconsin heroes demonstrated how to collapse the Democrat ballot gathering apparatus. Ballots and votes. These two words seem synonymous, yet infer opposite ways to choose a government. There's a big difference between votes and ballots. The Republicans focused on winning votes. The Democrats focused on gathering ballots. The ballots won. When Election Day became Election Month, mail-in ballots replacing in-person voters, the electoral world changed forever, and it's not changing back. Democrats, experts in anything government-related, drove states to change laws, increase voting delays, and loosen voter standards. Republican leadership dozed. Democrats' non Governmental organizations, leftist, big tech invented every conceivable way to manipulate the ballot process. Collect ballots, drop into street-side bins, fill them out if the voter doesn't. This is a ballot-gathering strategy, and it worked. Republicans remain stuck in the same voter strategy for the last decade. Yard signs, fundraising, obscure websites, TV ads. The raw material of the ballot-gathering strategy is the phantom voter or address. Every ballot needs to tie to someone, even if only a name on a list. Live votable ballots accumulate at addresses where the indicated voter does not reside. Those ballots gathered are the inventory of electoral victory. He who gathers them can vote them. The ballot gathering system was frictionless until 2020. Thousands of phantom addresses inhabited every state's voter list. Clever leftists built a national system, ERIC, now used by about 30 states to make sure voter rolls protected phantoms using in-your-face messaging. ERIC claimed it was a resource to keep voter rolls clean. No friction, no challenge. After 2020, everything changed. The once frictionless ballot gathering apparatus was challenged in every state as voter integrity teams, citizens at kitchen tables, picked apart voter rolls. They quickly found tens of thousands of dead or moved voters. There were innumerable addresses where no voter could possibly live. For the first time, there was pushback against ballot gathering. Citizens demanded voter rolls be cleaned and addresses be real. In too many cases, affidavits with photographs of an empty lot where several voters claimed to live failed to convince a judge to action. Not in Wisconsin. A Wisconsin voter integrity team found after reviewing scores of counties and localities, the number of ballots and votes cast lined up. Democrats know how many votes they need and cast them during the forever campaign time in the name of phantoms. Their ballot inventory comes from real ballots sent to fake addresses, then collected by someone, never a Republican, and voted. When evaluating any system, one asks, is there an inherent contradiction? Is there something in the system that when pushed to scale and will make it that the rest of my story disappears? How about that? Wow. I don't know what happened to the rest of the story, but it's not attached here, but that's okay. You get the point, as we're up against a break anyway. So they cleaned up the voter rolls in Florida, and what'd you see? Massive red wave. They made an effort to clean up the voter rolls in Wisconsin. Democrats couldn't steal the Senate seat. So we know that this is what goes on. It got caught in 2020. It got caught by Project Veritas and other journalists where dozens of ballots would go to a parking lot where nobody resides. And this would happen hundreds of times over. And then you can trace those ballots, and those ballots end up being cast as mail-in ballots at one of the mail-in ballot drop boxes. I mean, if you can't see how mail-in ballots and mail-in ballot drop boxes are being used for fraud and cheating, you're just not being honest, are you? You're just not being honest whatsoever. But here's the amazing thing about the liberal left that I do give them credit for. They are somehow spiritually, cosmically connected because they all lie together in unison and they don't even have to communicate while they do it. Like, they all know they're cheating in these elections, but they don't have to talk about it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
So as I'm continuing to cover all the election news, and we'll continue to focus on Arizona with Matt Baker coming up, and then the overall election with Joe Hoft as well. Biden is embarrassing himself in the country, meeting with Xi Jinping and fumbling around and muttering and stumbling through press conferences. It's just a total embarrassment. So just know that's going on. We might have some time to get to some of those clips. Well, let's continue to focus here on the election news. Former Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs to launch leadership challenge against Kevin McCarthy. Now, here's what I see going on right now. There's not going to be much. There's pretty much going to be almost no support for Mitch McConnell to stay leadership in a leadership role with the Republican Party in the Senate. Mitch McConnell pretty much has no backing. Kevin McCarthy does. Kevin McCarthy sidled himself up next to Donald Trump, pretended to be an ally, and then basically just went mute and went limp when we needed him the most. That's what Kevin McCarthy is. He's impotent. And so maybe he's friendly with Trump, and maybe he's at least not going to bash Trump, but he's certainly no leader. But I do think there will be a struggle for the ouster of McCarthy, and it's going to be Gates and Biggs apparently leading that charge, and it needs to be done. Whether Kevin McCarthy is a snake in the grass
trying to get himself close to Trump, or whether he is just, he likes Trump, but he's just a weak Republican squish. Either way, he's got to go from a leadership role, but I think there'll be a struggle there. With McConnell, I don't think McConnell will have any backing. McConnell's pretty much done his final deed. McConnell's last deed as the Senate minority leader was to sabotage MAGA and sabotage Donald Trump and sabotage the Republicans in the midterm to blame Donald Trump. So congratulations, Mitch McConnell. That will be your ultimate legacy, a turncoat, a traitor, a feckless coward that stabbed America in the back. Congratulations, Mitch McConnell. That is now your legacy. And we will make sure that that gets stamped on your political forehead, because we will not forget not as much what you did, but also what you didn't do. But we know what you did with the money. We know how you sabotaged Trump candidates. We know how you sabotaged good candidates like Masters and Joe Kent and others. And so Mitch McConnell's final legacy is the MAGA populist Republican midterm election saboteur. Saboteur. Now, I'd like to see Rand Paul replace him, but there might be some other good candidates there. We'll see. And I suggested this the other day. I also heard others suggest it. It looks like it may come true. Lee Zeldin is taking calls about replacing hapless Ronna McDaniel after she blew two landslide elections. Yes, Ronna McDaniel ended up being a real zero. I actually had high hopes for her in 2016 when she was kind of gaining popularity and working with women for Trump and stuff. But she pretty much squished out and was entirely worthless in the midterms, if not a net negative in the midterms. And so Lee Zeldin, who's popular and had huge victories in New York, impossible to defeat the Democrats in New York, just impossible. They get 90% of the vote in New York City, so it's just game over before it even begins. But he did very well, and he, I think, would be a good candidate to take over the RNC from Ronna McDaniel. It's time to get rid of the McLosers. Josh Hawley's on board. Senator Josh Hawley, time to bury the Republican Party, build something new. Now, I don't know if Rand Paul has any interest in being a Senate leader, but Josh Hawley does, and I think he'd be a fantastic one. And he's right. It is time to bury the old Republican Party and build something new. He gets it. He gets it. And so that's why, you know, I haven't really gotten in. I've covered the third party phenomenon every once in a while. But the self-righteousness of libertarians over the last week has been extremely distasteful, specifically from the libertarian leadership. I don't mean to make a blanket statement, because some libertarians got the big picture, like in Arizona, where the libertarian a week or two before the election bowed out and endorsed Blake Masters. That would be the classy thing to do if you were the libertarians at this point. Run your campaign. That's good. I respect that. I understand why the third party exists. I understand why people don't want to trust Republicans and Democrats, and so they go third party. Totally get it. Totally legitimate. But then for the libertarian to puff their chest out and say, ha ha ha, Republicans, you couldn't beat Democrats. Ha ha, Republicans, you couldn't put any good candidates up, coming from the party that's never won a single election. Give me a break. Puffing your chest out. Because really, I think the libertarian leadership knows that in states like Georgia and Pennsylvania, where the libertarian vote could have put the Republican over the edge, and instead a Democrat gun grabber tax raiser got in, I think they genuinely feel bad about it. And so their copium is to sit here and point at Republicans and lash out. But no, the Libertarian Party should have dropped out of their races, endorsed the Republican candidates, Even saying, hey, we don't really like the Republicans. They've done X, Y, and Z, but you know what? They align closer to our values with Democrats, and we don't want to elect Democrat gun grabbers and tax raisers. No, instead they said, ha ha, Republicans, you couldn't even beat Democrats. You put up banned candidates. But see, this is the way. The populist movement, hostile takeover politically of the Republican Party. That's what needs to happen. We've already got a beachhead in. We've already got a reformation in. We've already got the people behind us. This is the way, I believe. Even the left-wing media now is coming after Biden, Salon, Biden was the biggest negative for Democrats in midterms, would be a disaster in 2024. You know, this is hilarious. This is more liberal Democrat doublespeak that they just get away with and don't even think twice about it. Oh, Biden's so great. Biden saved the economy. Biden great. Biden this, Biden that. They tell you how great everything is. And then in the next conversation, they tell you what a disaster he is and he shouldn't run in 2024. Which is it, liberals? Which is it, Democrats? 84 million votes, most popular of all time, saving the economy, saving the country, returning us to normal? Which is it? Which is true about Joe Biden? 84 million votes, saving the country, or a complete disaster and shouldn't run again? Which is it, Democrats? Well, it's both. They don't need logical consistency. They're Democrats. They're liberals. They're mentally deranged. They have mental disorders. Now they're even doing specials with Michelle Obama. They're dusting off that old thing. And they're doing specials where she talks about how she's going through depression and how she has all these mental disorders. Oh, you don't say. Liberalism is literally a mental disorder. They've had studies out for years. Half of liberals have been diagnosed with a mental disorder. Diagnosed! Diagnosed! Another half probably haven't, just haven't been diagnosed. So yeah, liberals don't need logical consistency. Liberals can have double think, double speak all day long. Biden, 84 million votes saving the country. Biden, complete disaster during the midterms, needs to go. Which one is it, liberals? Doesn't matter. They lie for a living. You think a little double standard? You think a little double think? A little double talk? Gonna bother them? Heck no. But see, here's where it gets interesting. The entire establishment is coming after Trump again. And I'll just say this. In the dream world, because here's the problem, though. You can't assume anything in the future. But in the dream world, I think the best way to go about this, taking things at as much of face value as you can, which is almost zero, but for the sake of this argument, I think the ideal situation is Trump 2024 should win, and then DeSantis 2028, and now you're looking at least 8 or 12 years of Republican Party rule that will boom the economy, take care of the southern border, and just get us back on the right track. And so that's why the entire establishment is coming after Trump right now. Nancy Pelosi says a Trump 2024 bid would be bad news for the country. Oh, my support of Trump just goes up a little bit. Trump wanted IRS investigation of his foes. Top aide says, whoa. Trump support goes up even more. Yeah, you're damn right that these politicians in this country need to be investigated by the IRS. They're going after Trump. Why not everybody else? They're the real criminals. Mike Pence to David Muir and ABC. Trump's words on January 6th endangered me and my family and everyone at the Capitol. Oh, okay, Mike Pence. Stab him in the back. Now I like Trump even more. New York Post with the Murdochs. They continue to publish anti-Trump news every day. Bore, Donald Trump has gone and lost his swing. So now the Republican establishment, the media establishment, the Democrat Party all coming for Trump. And boy, oh boy, despite his shortcomings and problems, every time they swing at him, my support for him goes up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.